Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Craig, open the door. Open the door. Oh, there we go.
Look, everyone. He's coming through the doors.
Brilliant! He didn't even open them!
He's here!
Hey, Mike, everybody! It's Barney!
And Craig is here from Watershed.
You're my little indigo girl. Indigo eyes, indigo mind. I wanna go outside today. I wanna go outside and play. Bring me back my mother and bring me back my father and bring me back the toys and my life.
Jacaranda FM, I'm Bonnie Simon with you until midnight. Yep, I've been working the whole day and here I am back doing something I love. And the nice thing is I don't get the opportunity in the day to speak to all my favorite people because I play a lot of music, but I come out at night. That's where I started. Craig Hines, just listening to that intro, it's about, 3 minutes. It's amazing to think of all those amazing hits that you had. What went through your mind when those songs came up? Because I didn't want to speak to you. I looked the other way. Some good memories, huh?
Yeah, I tell you, Barney. Well, first of all, thanks so much for the invite for tonight. It's Yeah, it's going to be a great 2 hours. I'm really looking forward to it. But it sort of took me back to 15 years ago, you know. Mm. This year is 15 years of Watershed. So I think the oldest song on that list was a song called Shine On Me. And that was our first single, which released early 2000. The album was out in April 2000. And so from then, I think you did a pretty good cross-section of all the albums right up to our newest single, which is a song called Don't Give Up.
Yeah, thanks to our producer, Al. He's a genius. He's a Chelsea supporter.
I thought it was you. I thought you put it together.
I don't have time for these things. He loves it, and he did a great job. So well done, Al.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks, Al.
So for the next 2 hours, we're going to start at the beginning. I've had all the big names here, Johnny Clegg, PJ Powers, everybody.
Amazing.
So, you know, people know you as a musician and whatever, but they don't know the other side of the musician and what you do during the day. Some musicians said don't mention it because they sleep, and others work for a living.
but
we're going to start right at the beginning because you're a very interesting person. And, you know, without giving too much away, we don't want to get too personal, but we can. I don't mind if you want to get personal. We don't have an issue. We're going to get a lot of positive SMSs, 37942. It's going to cost you R1.50. And if you want to get negative with us, you are more than welcome because we are in this business. So
that's a democracy.
And if there's anything you don't like, then don't listen. I mean, that's what I usually say. Stop moaning because this is a positive show. So let's go back right from the beginning. Where were you born, Craig?
Stilfontein.
Stilfontein. Oh, I'll tell you where that is. I've been through about 7 or 8 through speed traps, and they've arrested me, and I had to appear. That's just before Potch, hey?
It's just after Potch.
Is it
it's
after?
Between Potch and Kruger's. And Welkom.
Yeah, Stilfontein.
Yeah, in fact, it might even be a little bit further than Welkom, or just the side, but my dad worked on the mines.
Yeah. But I know Stilfontein, they used to trap just before you go into Potch or whatever. But how long were you there for?
Not for too long. From there, I was born there, and then my family moved from there, I think it was to Durban.
Okay. What did your dad do on the mines?
I think he was a mine manager.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was a mine manager, yeah. Oh. But he was... he's also a musician.
Okay.
So his passion was music. So he never, I think even, you know, whilst he was on the mines, it was just really about music. And at that time, obviously met my mom before that.
Yeah.
And he was there. And then, but I think music was always a part of it because he was, you know, he studied medicine at Tuckey's University. And my mom was a school teacher. And my dad was also JCE. So I think they met at JCE, actually. Mm-hmm. But then I think he decided, obviously, to get a normal job.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I think music was always in it. And from Stilfontein, we moved to the north coast of Durban.
How long were you there for?
We were there for quite a few years. I remember my sister going to school there. I was a little bit younger than her, and sort of in the sugar cane. I mean, in those days, I think Belito and Salt Rock weren't anything like they are now. You know, it was pretty open, and I remember we lived in a caravan. I mean, we for many many years. I grew up in a caravan until I think the age of probably 9 years old.
So it was mom, dad, you, your sister?
My sister, Kim, yeah.
Okay, so the four of you in a caravan.
And four of us in a caravan, and we stayed in various caravan parks.
Okay, and the rules in the caravan?
Well, it depended on whether you had your own toilet. You could hook your caravan up to your own personal ablutions. Or if the caravan park wasn't quite as fancy, there were communal ablutions.
Okay.
You know, so we went through a couple that were communal. So where are we? We're in Durban now.
Still in the caravan. Yeah. But did you, at that stage, do you remember going to, was it a school bus? Or were you dropped off at school while you were still staying in the caravan park?
Yeah, but I think at that point... we had already moved back to Johannesburg, so I was sort of up till about the age of 5, as far as I remember, we were there. Then we moved back to Johannesburg, And my dad at that point was became a full-time musician then. And we would sort of trek around after him.
Okay, now, his band, will anybody remember your dad? Which band did he play in? A couple of famous bands? Or?
Yeah, I think he had a band called Jade. He had another band called Leatherbone. He was actually a signed EMI artist. So
oh, okay.
He had a couple of songs on radio, and I... Watershed actually covered one of his songs a couple of years ago, a song called Love It, which was also quite a big hit for us. And it was a big hit for him. And back in the day, I think it must have been in the sort of mid-70s, it was a big song for him. And then we were back in Johannesburg, and we were sort of ending our caravanning career then.
Where did you go to school in Joburg, primary school?
Primary school, I went to Meerdal Primary, which...
Oh, the Deep South. I grew up there.
Yes, yeah, in the Deep South. Yeah, so we went to... I mean, I can remember that we went... I keep going on about the caravan parks, but I'm quite proud of them. I think it was quite a good...
It was an upmarket kind of thing in those days, you know
really
what I mean?
Cool. I mean,
it's like, I've always wanted to stay in one of those because I had friends as well that stayed in them and they went to school with us. And we always thought, well, that's kind of cool, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I had one of those I had a wire car that I used to push around the caravan park, which was quite fun. So I went to Meerdal Primary.
There's a famous tennis player.
Wayne Ferreira.
Yes. Yeah. Was he at school? Do you remember him?
Yeah, and in fact, Wayne was at primary school with me, and I'm sure we'll get onto it, but he was at high school as well.
Okay. So what was it like? We're going to talk about your sport a little later on, but with your dad being in the music industry and whatever, obviously, hey, that guitar looked kind of inviting, but sport as well at school. I mean, you run marathons and all kinds of stuff. You love jogging and... being a fit person, and what was it like at school? Were you interested in sport or music at that stage?
Definitely sport. You know, I never music was a really I'm sort of a late developer in the music business. Primary school, I could always run pretty fast. My mom's got photos of me. I broke my arms a few times, obviously rushing around, falling off horses, and whatever. But I was always a fairly quick little runner, mm-hmm. And a swimmer. So I was I just enjoyed being outdoors and rushing around the soccer field. I was sort of in all the teams, the A team soccer, and I was never a small ball sportsman. So no tennis, no hockey, no cricket. It was always soccer, rugby, water polo. Or athletics or swimming.
When you were at primary school, did your parents go up the road to the Baragwanath driving? There was also Top Star. Remember the Top Star driving?
Yeah.
The Felt Scoot. I mean, they were amazing. I mean, you guys, we had such a great time when we were kids. You try and explain that to kids today.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to be a modern kid as well. But if you go back, I mean, you never wore shoes. Klei laat gespeel. Die Souties teen die boere. That was the war. I mean, but do you remember those days being primary school off to the drive-in?
Yes, we did used to go. And it used to be quite a big occasion. You know, you'd rock up with your pillows and blankets. And the kids would always want to sit outside the car. You know, and you set up your little camp next to the car. But often you couldn't hear what was going on because you had to clip that. That thing in the speaker in the window, and driving was a great thing. And as you say, it was one of those events, one of those outings that was so sort of family. You know, if you were going to the driving, and I started getting excited for days before, mm-hmm. because it was just that preparation and getting into the car. I mean, your dad would drive up those humps. And you'd have to, back a bit, reverse, yeah. and forward a bit, so that you can see the screen. And then often you can't pick up a good reception on the. But it was always great. I mean, I was always asleep in the first. So the second one was.
Well, but also in those days we were saved because there weren't many SUVs, so we could see. Mm. Nowadays, I mean, if the drive-ins still existed, you wouldn't have been able to see anything with all the SUVs, you know. But we used to take the mattress as well, roll up these foam mattresses and roll it out, and we're lying under the duvet and watching. Yeah, those are amazing days and things that you should hold on to, you know.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon.